when do we say that something is bad? In this case, attachment. Yeah, in the context of Buddhism, we say that sometimes we use the word bad, and when we do use the word bad, usually we use the word unwholesome, fruitless, things like that, okay, or tainted, impure. It is that it leads to suffering. Yeah. If it doesn't lead to suffering, then we say it's, well, not bad. Show of hands, how many of you are attached to bubble tea? Mm. Now, during this period, you all cannot have bubble tea. Yeah. So, let's look at bubble tea as an example. And then we say, okay, being attached to bubble tea, now with circuit breaker, no bubble tea. Yeah, circuit breaker means no bubble tea, right? So what happened? For those of you who are attached to bubble tea and with the circuit breaker, what happened to you? You don't get bubble tea. And when you don't get bubble tea, what happened to you? When we are attached to bubble tea, I would think that it means that we want bubble tea, right? Let's look at this category first. Yeah, later we can look at things that we are attached to and we don't want, okay? And what the implications are. So, if you are attached to bubble tea, let's assume for a start, looking at the first category, that it means that you want bubble tea. And now, with the circuit breaker, we're not here to discuss whether we should tear off. Yeah, I'm not against circuit breaker. I'm actually all for the circuit breaker. But to look at it and say, okay, without the circuit breaker, we can have our bubble tea. Now with circuit breaker, we can't. So are we happier or less happy? I would say we are less happy, isn't it? Yeah. So without the bubble tea, then we crave for bubble tea because we are attached to bubble tea. Li Hui says, make your own bubble tea. Very good. So this is what we do, isn't it? When we are attached to something and we don't get it, so we just try to work around. We just try to go. When we say make our own bubble tea, what are we trying to do? We are trying to sort of solve the problem of not having bubble tea so that we satisfy our craving for bubble tea, our want of bubble tea. Now, when we use bubble tea as an example, don't get stuck with the example, okay? Replace it with whatever you are attached to, because Sifu cannot possibly write down every single thing you are attached to, and then we are just writing down the whole world, okay? We are attached to the world, right? So, whatever example that we use, it will definitely not, we cannot possibly use all examples all at once, okay? So whatever example I use, there'll be some of you who say, yeah, that's what I'm attached to. But there'll be some of you who say, oh, well, I'm not so attached to it, yeah? So we can do it a few ways. The first way is, as we go through the example, you consider the example by itself. So if you're attached to it, ask yourself what happened to you. Being attached to it, and you don't get to have it, what happened? Do you feel happier or less happy? Yeah. Some of you suggest that we can make our own bubble tea. So when we can make it, are you happier or less happy? If you cannot make it, are you happier or less happy? Yeah, it's that simple. And for those who are not into bubble tea, you can ask yourself the same question. The fact that you are not attached to bubble tea, and now with the changes in the measures, bubble tea shops, yeah, by and large are required to shut down. So then, does it affect you? The fact that you are not attached to it, we are not attached, and so we are not affected, isn't it? Yeah, whether there is or not. So from these two groups, we can see this distinctive difference in the way we respond to something, yeah, depending on whether we are attached to it, number one. Number two, whether we have easy access to it according to our wishes. And all this is from you. We're not pulling in some special esoteric Dharma to teach. Yeah. Because the Dharma is about how we are. It's not describing some alien species out there. It's not describing some profound, well, it is profound, but it's not describing something that is apart from how and who we are. Yeah. Attachment is describing us, unenlightened beings. Yeah. So we should know better. Yeah. So let's look at the writing here. So let's zoom in a bit here, okay? Without so bubble tea plus so circuit breaker, as I mentioned earlier, this means that there's no bubble tea. So if you have attachment to bubble tea, yeah, and you cannot get it, then happier, sad, sadder, sad, or unhappy. Yeah, so so in Buddhism, we don't say that you, in a way, when we say that attachment is bad, it is that our attachment causes us to respond in a certain way when the thing we are attached to is beyond our control. Yeah. So attachment in and by itself has certain connotations of control. That we want, whatever we are attached to, we have a tendency to want it to go our way. Yeah. So the attachment to things is in turn linked to the attachment to ourself, whether it's my way or my thinking or my wishes. Yeah. And that's why I put the I, my, myself a bit separately. So what have we here so far? We are happier or okay when there's no attachment. Yeah? If there's no attachment, then no problem. But we can become unhappy if there is attachment. Buddhism is not in the business of it's not our duty to force people to acknowledge attachment, to say that no, this